it's probably imprudent of us to talk too much at a moment like this.
It was obvious something was seriously wrong. There was an emergency plan to evacuate the player. The most important thing is that people are taught how to do CPR.
But apparent efforts to resuscitate Fabrice Muamba are still ongoing.
On the 17th of March 2012, footballer Fabrice Muamba suffered a devastating cardiac arrest during an FA Cup quarter-final between Tottenham Hotspur and Bolton Wanderers. Luckily for Muamba, cardiologist Dr. Andrew Deaner was on the scene to save his life.
Very quickly after he collapsed, people started doing CPR, so it was obvious he'd had a cardiac arrest, something I've seen many, many times. And at that point, felt that perhaps I should offer to help as a cardiologist. As you know, I was able to get onto the pitch and offer to help.
30,000 people suffer from cardiac arrests outside of a hospital a year. Only one in every 10 victims survives. Eastleigh Football Club Chief Executive Mark Jewell reiterated the importance of having a defibrillator on site at sporting venues.
Oh, it's absolutely vital, particularly with our crowds now. We are, you know, up to nearly 2,000 people on a Saturday or a midweek game. Our crowds have risen dramatically. And with our status now being a National League football team, I mean, it's part of our safety makeup that we have to have a defibrillator at the stadium. But, you know, even in grounds that aren't competing at this level, I think where you've got a gathering of people, particularly taking part in sports and in big crowds, I think it's an essential piece of kit to have anywhere, really.
Cardiac nurse for the British Heart Foundation, Maureen Corbett, explains that awareness needs to be increased not only in the sporting venues, but across the country.
It's not just at sports grounds that a cardiac arrest can occur. It can happen anywhere at any time. But we do know that if someone has an underlying heart condition that hasn't yet been detected, then they are at risk of having a cardiac arrest when their heart's having to work harder than usual. And that means that during any kind of sporting activity, the heart beats faster, so that increases their risk. So yes, what we would say is that any area where there are lots of people, there should be a defibrillator. But more importantly, people need to be able to access that defibrillator and know how to use it.
Well, cardiac arrest is clearly an important issue. Now, we've come quite a way since 2012, but it seems there's still more work to do.